So after that, she took the stand to testify in the case, and as she was coming away from the witness stand, she said, "Mr. does you still hunt?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, fetch me a possum."
I guess that broke the...
Yes, it did.
You told me some stories about you as a judge. Was anything particularly... You have any good hunting stories? Any very memorable...
Well, my... Hunting? Well, a fishing story.
Oh, good.
I was fishing with Fred Duran, a friend of mine who was vice president of one of our banks here, down at the old Walton Hill pond. T.B. Hill and his brothers had the fishing rights on the place. And his servant, who worked at the office for him, his errand boy, was a black man, and he was paddling the boat. And it's been so many years ago, we wasn't using the modern equipment. We had just canned poles. And we had been where we knew there was a brim bed, and we caught several brim and quit biting. So Simon told us he could paddle us across the lake where there was a tree in the water, and there's a brim bed around it, would be hung a lot of times, but there was a brim bed. So we told him to paddle us over there where we'd at least get some bites. And right after we got there, I had a cricket and a little bitty hook, thinking we're going to catch brim. And I cast it over there in this place, and I got a bite immediately. And I was easy bringing him in, thinking about him being caught in the branch of this tree that was in the water. I got him up near the boat. I started to pull him out, and he had a great big old mouth, and I gave him a jerk, and he fell off in the boat. And all three of us fell on top of him, keeping him from getting out. And I turned to Simon, and I said, "Simon, what would he weigh?" He said, "Judge, he ought to weigh between 6 and 7 pounds. So I reached back in my pocket and gave him a dollar, and I said, "Simon, I didn't understand what you said. What do you think that fish would weigh?" He said, "He ought to go between 16 and 18 pounds.
16, 18, what about 10 pounds? What?
That dollar made a difference. And the coon hunting story that I was going to tell you was the time that a group of us went out to Baldwin County on a hunting and fishing expedition. And Dr. Bartlett, who was a close personal friend of mine, brought a little druggist that was in the same building he was in with him. The druggist weighed about 90 pounds. And his wife was real strict on him and wouldn't let him drink at home. And he stayed in his business from about 9 o'clock till about 9 that night. So when he got off down there, he was kicking up his heels like turning a mule loose in the pasture after work on the farm. And when they passed the bottle around that evening before we ate, the ones in the crowd that wanted drink took one. We noticed he took two. And we noticed before we left to go hunting that he put a half pint in his back pocket. All of us were equipped with flashlights. And when we got out in the woods, the dogs in about an hour treed a coon. We had a man along that climbed a tree and shook the coon out.